There is probably no more terrible instant of enlightenment than the one in which you discover your father is a man with human flesh. From Collected Sayings of Muad'Dib by the Princess Irulan. The Duke said, "Paw, I'm doing a hateful thing, but I must." He stood outside the portable poison snooper that had been brought into the conference room for their breakfast. The thing's sensor arms hung limply over the table, reminding Paul of some weird insect, newly dead. The Duke's attention was directed out the windows at the landing field and its roiling of dust against the morning sky. Paul had a viewer in front of him containing a short film clip of Fremen religious practices. The clip had been compiled by one of Hawat's experts, and Paul found himself disturbed by the references to himself. Mahdi, Lisan al-Ghaib. He could close his eyes and recall the shouts of the crowds. So that is what they hope, he thought. And he remembered what the old Reverend Mother had said. Kwisatz Haderach. The memories touched his feelings of terrible purpose, shading this strange world with sensations of familiarity that he could not understand. A hateful thing, the Duke said. What do you mean, sir? Leto turned, looked down at his son. Because the Harkonnens think to trick me by making me distrust your mother. They don't know that I'd sooner distrust myself.
I don't understand, sir.
Again, Leto looked out the windows. The white sun was well up into its morning quadrant. Milky light picked out a boiling of dust clouds that spilled over into the blind canyons interfingering the shield wall. Slowly, speaking in a slow voice to contain his anger, the Duke explained to Paul about the mysterious note.
You might just as well mistrust me, Paul said.
They have to think they've succeeded, the Duke said. They must think me this much of a fool. It must look real. Even your mother may not know the sham.
But, sir, why? Your mother's response must not be an act.
Oh, she's capable of a supreme act. But too much rides on this. I hope to smoke out a traitor. It must seem that I've been completely cozened. She must be hurt this way, that she does not suffer greater hurt.
Why do you tell me, Father?
Maybe I'll give it away. They'll not watch you in this thing, the Duke said. You'll keep the secret. You must. He walked to the windows, spoke without turning. This way, if anything should happen to me, you can tell her the truth. That I never doubted her, not for the smallest instant. I should want her to know this. Paul recognized the death thoughts in his father's words, spoke quickly. Nothing's going to happen to you, sir. Be silent, son. Paul stared at his father's back, seeing the fatigue in the angle of the neck, in the line of the shoulders, in the slow movements.
You're just tired, Father.
I am tired, the Duke agreed. I'm morally tired. The melancholy degeneration of the great houses has afflicted me at last, perhaps. And we were such strong people once. Paul spoke in quick anger.
Our house hasn't degenerated.
Hasn't it? The Duke turned, faced his son, revealing dark circles beneath hard eyes, a cynical twist of mouth. I should wed your mother, make her my duchess. Yet my unwedded state gives some houses hope they may yet ally with me through their marriageable daughters. He shrugged.
So I... Mother has explained this to me.
Nothing wins more loyalty for a leader than an air of bravura, the Duke said. I therefore cultivate an air of bravura.
You lead well, Paul protested. You govern well. Men follow you willingly and love you.
My propaganda corps is one of the finest, the Duke said. Again he turned to stare out at the basin. There's greater possibility for us here on Arrakis than the Imperium could ever suspect. Yet sometimes I think it'd have been better if we'd run for it, gone renegade. Sometimes I wish we could sink back into anonymity among the people, become less exposed to...
Father!
Yes. I am tired, the Duke said. Did you know we're using spice residue as raw material and already have our own factory to manufacture film base?
Sir?
We mustn't run short of film base, the Duke said. Else... How could we flood village and city with our information? The people must learn how well I govern them. How would they know if we didn't tell them?
You should get some rest, Paul said.
Again, the Duke faced his son. Arrakis has another advantage I almost forgot to mention. Spice is in everything here. You breathe it and eat it in almost everything. And I find that this imparts a certain natural immunity to some of the most common poisons of the Assassin's Handbook. And the need to watch every drop of water puts all food production, yeast culture, hydroponics, chemovit, everything, under the strictest surveillance. We cannot kill off large segments of our population with poison, and we cannot be attacked this way either. Arrakis makes us moral and ethical. Paul started to speak, but the Duke cut him off, saying, I have to have someone I can say these things to, son. He sighed, glanced back at the dry landscape where even the flowers were gone now. Trampled by the dew gatherers, wilted under the early sun. On Caladan we ruled with sea and air power, the Duke said. Here we must scrabble for desert power. This is your inheritance, Paul. What is to become of you if anything happens to me? You'll not be a renegade house, but a guerrilla house. Running. Hunted. Paul groped for words, could find nothing to say. He had never seen his father this despondent. To hold Arrakis, the Duke said, one is faced with decisions that may cost one his self-respect. He pointed out the window to the Atreides' green and black banner hanging limply from a staff at the edge of the landing field. That honorable banner could come to mean many evil things. Paul swallowed in a dry throat. His father's words carried futility, a sense of fatalism that left the boy with an empty feeling in his chest. The Duke took an anti-fatigue tablet from a pocket, gulped it dry. Power and fear, he said. The tools of statecraft. I must order new emphasis on guerrilla training for you. That film clip there. They call you Mahdi, Lisan al-Ghaib. As a last resort, you might capitalize on that. Paul stared at his father, watching the shoulders straighten as the tablet did its work, but remembering the words of fear and doubt. What's keeping that ecologist, the Duke muttered. I told Zufir to have him here early.